The Volumes of Truth, Volume 5. Women in Mourning. October 19, 2010. From Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord. I have stretched out my hands all day long to a stubborn people, who walk in a way that is not good. A people who do not obey my voice, nor will they incline the ear, but do always follow the counsels and dictates of their own evil hearts. A most rebellious generation, who provoke me to anger continually to my face. For they seek always a way to retain their corrupt riches, a way to hide their shame, as they uplift themselves to new heights in vanity. False glory. Yea, they build great and lavish houses, setting each one upon the shifting sands of man-made religion, perverse tradition, and the corrupt doctrines of men. Behold, even their steeples seek to pierce heaven. Woe therefore, to this adulterous people. Woe to all these women dressed in fine apparel. They are all as strangers to me. For they worship another God, and within their churches they teach the people of another Messiah, one which they themselves have created. These are not of my body. They look nothing like me. Behold, the churches have removed themselves far from me, for they have played the harlot, and cleave to the breast of another. Tears, great anguish fills my heart. The stripes which I bore for them remain. Yet they continue to bruise me and persecute my body while mocking me, spitting in my face on account of my words, continuing in their unjust cause, that they might silence my messengers and shut my mouth from speaking. For the sake of envy, they stone my bride and are quick to pass judgment upon the lowly, turning their backs on those who come seeking bread. Behold, they pollute the name of God without ceasing, even the name the Father gave me, the name we share, refusing to embrace me as I truly am. Lo, even the least of their brethren are made to conform to their image, as they continue to heap up offenses, one atop another, throughout their generations. And those who depart their company, or bring forth a just complaint, are judged swiftly and very harshly, slandered and cast out. For they say within themselves, I answer to no one. I am free from the law, and am in need of nothing. This is my house, and to it am I married. I will follow the traditions of my fathers, and no one will turn me aside. For I am a bride in waiting, and will never be a widow. Therefore, I am coming down, and my bride shall be taken, my every treasure gone from this place. And so it shall come to pass. The bride in waiting shall indeed become the widow. For the husband which she had formed in her own image shall die on that day. And behold, only women in mourning shall remain, says the Lord.